Hey Warrior, I know you're tired of doing life, work, and relationships alone and not knowing what to do or how to do it. But you know you can't do it by yourself. And how do I know? Because I was you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to book a free breakthrough call so we can talk about your life and your future and what's frustrating you the most as a man. And I want to get you connected to an amazing community of Christ-centered men who can all relate to your struggles, who can sharpen you, strengthen, and support you in the areas that matter most to you as a man. So stop wasting time. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call to book a breakthrough call. Because nothing is going to change unless you change something. We only have a limited number of time slots each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't need to be fixed because they're too broken. That's right, you heard me. Let me say that again. I say real men don't need to be fixed because they're too broken. Now, I know you have a lot of questions about that comment, but I got a question for you. Are you broken or are you just having a bad day? See, most men know what it means to be full of pride, but very few understand what it means to be empty and broken. See, brokenness is an important and often misunderstood word when it comes to building a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Now, the Bible tells us in James 4:6 that God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humility can be considered synonymous with being broken, whereas pride can be considered just the opposite of brokenness. Now, in Psalm 51, King David cried out to God in one of his most famous prayers of repentance by saying, "A broken spirit and a contrite heart, O God, you would not despise." But what God does despise is pride. In fact, he says he hates it. Just look up Proverbs 8:13. Some may argue that this is just semantics, but brokenness shouldn't be underestimated and taken lightly. In fact, brokenness should be taken very seriously if we ever desire and expect to communicate with a holy God on an intimate and personal level. Now, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, God says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land." Promises that God makes usually comes with conditions. If you do that, then I'll do this. Like, if you are humble, I will give you grace. He says, if you are humble, I will hear you. If you are humble, I will honor you. If you are humble, I will heal you. If you are humble, I will help you. However, when we think of humility and brokenness, we often associate it with a feeling, like feeling sorry for ourselves, feeling bad about what we've done or didn't do. We think humility is feeling guilt and shame about our habitual sins, feeling lost, confused, or even depressed about our circumstances. We think humility is feeling distant from God and unloved by Him. We believe humility is feeling like we're disappointing or letting God down. See, men who experience this aren't really broken. They're just experiencing a very regretful moment, day, week, month, or even a season in their life. The truth is, brokenness isn't a feeling. It's a condition of the heart. is truthfully and often painfully seeing ourselves for what we really are in the paralyzing light of a holy and almighty God, which is we're in need of a Savior. See, it's not about how you feel, but realizing how much you need God's amazing grace. It's not about feeling sorry or bad about what we've done, but realizing that even on our best day, your good doing, my good doing, won't ever be good enough for God. It's not about feeling guilt or shame. It's about knowing that a loving God allowed his son to spare you and me from the guilty verdict that we deserved. It's not about you feeling distant from God. It's about pleading that he never removes his presence from you. It's not about disappointing or letting God down. It's about realizing it's impossible to let God down when he's the one holding you up. A brother in Christ recently asked me, he says, Joe, how can I change my selfish heart? And I simply told him, you can't, but God can. Give your heart to him and let him change it for you, because the Father knows your heart best. See, God made you and he specializes in healing broken hearts. But the question is, how can God change our heart? Well, he does it through broken surrender, by being humble enough to say, you know what, God, I give up. I can't do this without you. I need your help. How can God change our heart? Well, he does it through broken submission, by requesting, God, not my will be done, but your will. How can God change our heart? He does it through broken prayers, by asking him, God, give me the strength and wisdom to do your will, your way. And then we just simply obey his command. See, brokenness is realizing that you don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. Brokenness is admitting that God doesn't owe you anything, but you owe him everything. Brokenness is acknowledging that you're everything in him, but you're nothing without him. Brokenness is refusing to blame other people for the pain in your past, instead praising God for saving you from it and having a divine purpose and plan for it. Brokenness is always falling towards the cross, not running away from it whenever you inevitably fail or fall short of God's righteousness. Brokenness is honestly and humbly saying to God, if you never do anything else for me, you've already done enough by sacrificing your only son for me. That's why pride is just the opposite of brokenness, because pride focuses on you. Brokenness focuses on him. Pride says, I deserve better. Brokenness says, I deserve death, but God have mercy on me. Pride stubbornly tries to control to prevent failure. Brokenness obediently surrenders and submits to be saved from failure. Pride is a controlling suggestion sent from Satan to destroy you. Brokenness is a loving request from God to redeem and reconcile you. Pride is rooted in the fear of man and his thoughts and his actions. Brokenness is rooted in faith, love, and the reverent fear of the Father and his judgment. And while brokenness always requires humility, pride is always fueled by our selfishness. But more importantly to us, God promises to heal our brokenness, and he warns that he hates our pride. He promised to always receive and respond to the cries and prayers of the broken. But he says he will always resist and reject the prayers and the whining of the prideful. So the question is, do you possess a humble and broken spirit like King David, or are you just suffering from broken pride like King Saul? In other words, are you too fixed to be broken? Because real men don't need to be fixed, because they're too broken. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love sharing podcast reviews with my listeners because it not only blesses me and encourages me, but I think it can bless you too. And this one came from Pleasem. I guess that's his ID name. It's called Pleasem. And Pleasem writes, and he gave us a 5-star review. He says, I have been listening to this podcast for several months now. And the only regret that I have is I am only now doing a review on it. I travel a lot and have a very stressful job. This podcast has helped me through an awful lot over the course of the last several months, and I now have many new books in my collections because of it also. Some of these books have really helped me through a lot of issues. Dr. Joe's guests and his interview style are fantastic. The content is amazing, and I highly recommend it. Thanks, Dr. Joe. Well, thank you, Pleasem, for that 5-star review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And I picked these reviews by random. So who knows, if you submit a podcast review, who knows, I may actually read yours on the air. So please keep sending them in. And if you guys didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there will be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, you know, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.